Hello, everybody. I'm Ryan from Fireside Yankees, joined by my friend and co-host Aiden. And today's episode, look, we're coming off a loss in Oakland Athletics. It was a series split. The Knicks lost last night. Vibes are a little low. I figured instead of taking the vibes lower, you know, we kind of remember the Yankees are playing at a 105 win pace. They just happen to be in a division where there's where everyone is at least good. But right now, look, I know Nestor gave up the two home runs yesterday, but still three innings of seven run baseball is a quality start. It's literally a quality start. It's the baseball definition of one. And overall, the rotation has provided a lot of value for the Yankees early on, and that was considered a weakness for this team. I don't think anyone saw the Yankees as the fourth best rotation in baseball without Gerrit Cole. But right now, they have the fourth best ERA out of all rotations in baseball. And the underlying metrics are getting a little bit better. I remember early on, they kind of struggled to get strikeouts, and that was a little bit concerning. But those concerns have kind of gone away. They're getting length from some of these guys. Again, Nestor going seven yesterday, kind of saving the bullpen, given the fact that this road trip is coming up, and you're facing Milwaukee, who's a pretty good team, and the Baltimore Orioles, who, of course, have been amazing to start the year. You know, there's a lot of pressure that's been placed in this rotation, but they've answered the bell. They've done a great job of showing up and showing out when the Yankees have needed them to show up and show out. And, you know, whether it's Rodon, Cortez coming back from injury, Luis Gil and Clark Schmidt, who are kind of like young starters, kind of finding their way. And then Stroman, who, I mean, let's be real here, if he was pitching poorly, would be one of the most criticized players in New York. So there's a lot of pressure on each five of these guys. But Aiden, they've performed well. They've done a really good job. And I'm really encouraged with what we're seeing so far. What are you seeing from the rotation so far? Who are you the most impressed by? And of course, how are you doing today, my friend?
My computer just froze, but
you're all good.
So I guess what I'm seeing out of the rotation so far, you know, that Ryan, the beginning of the year in spring training when Cole went down, we were all freaking out, like rightfully so. We just lost the best pitcher in baseball. And you're like, okay, hopefully they can weather this storm and the rotation can pitch, you know, they can just be manageable. They can provide good innings. Hopefully, you know, it's like an average rotation without Cole. To sit here towards the end of April and to have the fourth lowest starting pitcher ERA in baseball is, I think, a really, really good accomplishment so far for the season. Of course, it's still early, but, you know, there was a lot of questions about the Yankees rotation even before Gerrit Cole went down. Do they need another starter? Do they need a fifth starter? You know, is Nestor going to be good enough? Will Rodon bounce back? And so far, they've all been up to the task. Nestor has looked great. He's something I love about Nestor so far is he's not walking, guys. It feels like I'm pretty sure his walk rate is like in the upper 90th percentile if you were to go and look on Savant. And then, you know, expected statistics don't exactly love Rodon so far, but he's doing a good job with, you know, managing hard contact. He's not letting up a lot of barrels. Would really like to see him get more whiffs. You know, I feel like he's relying on his fastball too much, but he really needs that put-away pitch. And something we've seen over the past couple starts from him is that he's mixing in a lot more pitches. This is something Jack Curry has even talked about on the Yes post-game show. The mixture of pitches that he's starting to incorporate is really, really helping him. And, you know, that was one of his problems last year is that he was just too predictable. And the less predictable he gets, the better he's going to be. And, you know, I was a Stroman naysayer, you know, before they signed him, like a couple hours before, I made a video saying he was a bad fit. And then 2 hours later, he was a Yankee. I still didn't really like the fit then, but kind of saw the vision. And he's been great. You know, he's been a ground ball king as advertised. He's not letting up a lot of hard contact. He has some swing and miss stuff. But, you know, Schmidt has also been really solid. Ryan, I think the lowest ERA among the starting pitchers so far is 3.55. That is incredibly impressive to me, even without, you know, of course, Cole's not there, but this is one of the best rotations in baseball right now. And, you know, just the one last guy I want to hit in the rotation is Luis Gil, because he's electric. He has some of the best stuff in baseball right now. He doesn't let up hard contact. He has an amazing whiff percentage, an amazing K rate. He just has no command. That's it. I mean, we've all seen it. He walks a ton of guys. Ryan, I love this quote by you. Just throw it down the middle. because I was screaming the same thing at him during that start in Toronto. Just throw it down the middle. They cannot hit your fastball. They cannot hit your changeup. He has electric stuff, and I genuinely think if he can, you know, start to manage his command at least, you know, decently and have, like, average command, he's a top starting pitcher in the league. Like, he's easily a top 30 starting pitcher in the league, and he easily has some of the best stuff right now. So the Yankees rotation has been super, super encouraging so far. You can be mad about the offense. You could say the offense should be playing better. But the one thing going into the season that everyone was worried about was the rotation, and it's been the Yankees' strong suit so far. So you really cannot be mad at this rotation so far, Ryan.
Yeah, I fully agree. And on the point of Luis Gil, it's not hyperbole to say he has some of the best stuff in baseball. Among pitchers, starting pitchers at least 15 innings pitched, it's Jared Jones, who obviously is like one of the buzziest names in baseball. If you guys don't know who Jared Jones is, you know, you got Pittsburgh Pirates. I don't care what you're doing. If he's pitching, you got to be watching. 138 stuff plus. Hunter Green, obviously a former, I think it was a former number one overall pick, if I'm not mistaken, right? Or Green was at least a former first rounder. 134 stuff plus with the Cincinnati Reds. And then it's Luis Gil at 124. He is one of the most talented pitchers in the game. He has an unbelievable arsenal and array of pitches. Again, it's, as you mentioned, just a matter of, can he throw it down the middle? What he did in that Rays start really well was just throw fastballs down the middle. Really, that was what made the start so good. It wasn't, oh, he was flashing inside, outside, corner, painting east to west. Nah, he just threw it down the middle. Like, again, like, Clark Schmidt, you know, I got frustrated about the sinker he threw to Nevin on 0-2 because I'm like, dude, throw your breaking ball. What are we doing? I was frustrated with Nestor yesterday when he threw that fastball to to Nevin. Because, well, I guess that's two situations where I'm upset that somebody threw a fastball in Evan. Where it's just like, go to your secondaries. You have good secondaries. You don't have an elite level fastball. That does not apply to Luis Gil. Luis Gil can do whatever he wants with his fastball. As long as it's in the zone, he'll get strikeouts. And the cool thing is that when Gerrit Cole comes back, I think Nestor Cortez is going to be in the rotation. Stroman, Rodon, both on their contract, will be in the rotation. I think Schmidt will remain in the rotation. Heel's probably the guy who gets the plug pulled on him, just based on the initial results, based on, you know, kind of where his innings limit is probably at. And I think that's a good thing for him because he's going to stay in this team, hopefully as a reliever, and kind of be allowed to be pitching in these high-leverage situations. The bullpen's been a little bit of a question mark because you just kind of don't know who's getting the ball to the closer, Clay Holmes, who has been as good, if not better, than you could possibly advertise him as. Overall, the entire structure of this pitching staff, given the hand that they were dealt, they've overperformed expectations. And they've certainly backed it up with the elite-level stuff where you can say, okay, this unit should be pretty good. The Yankees, in terms of stuff plus, rank fourth in baseball at 105. Actually tied for third with the Red Sox. We're being technical here. So it's not fourth. It's tied for third. Overall, when you account for their bullpen as well, they're second in the league at 107. No ties. Straight up just second behind the San Francisco Giants. The work that Matt Blake and Sam Breen has done, and if you guys haven't checked out the article by Gary Phillips from the New York Daily News regarding the Meet Matt Blake meme and kind of the reputation he has as a wizard of pitching, it's a very interesting article. You guys should definitely check it out. If you have ever posted the picture of Meet Matt Blake, there is a very good chance he's seen it. What stood out to me is that the Yankees have performed really well in terms of fastball grades. They have the best four-seam fastball stuff plus grade in baseball. That is without Gerrit Cole. Now, granted, Luis Gil did replace Gerrit Cole in the rotation, and Luis Gil does have a better stuff plus in his fastball at 130 than Cole did last year at 125. But I really don't know how else to talk about this rotation other than just being impressed and being blown away and being, you know, all of these superlatives and good words you could use. They've gotten more whiffs as the weeks have gone on. Rodon is definitely somebody, you mentioned this, where you want to see him get more swings and misses and strikeouts. We'll see how that plays as the season goes on. But my last kind of, you know, note here, and I don't mean to end this on a sour note or end my point on a sour note, but regardless of how well they've pitched, I'm still going to be eyeing upgrades at the deadline. The team being 17-9, with the injuries they've had, only makes me more aggressive. And of course, Judge not playing the way he should be playing, it makes me more aggressive at the deadline. It makes me want to do more at the deadline. I know that people oftentimes judge a team's needs at the deadline based on how bad they are. If you're a 500 team, you really shouldn't be that aggressive at the deadline. if you're, you know, the Yankees, let's say, and you, let's say the Yankees are on pace to win 100 games on July 31st. I want the top of the top. I want the best pitcher on the market. I want the best hitter on the market. I want the best, right? You know, maybe I don't want to trade for, you know, a high leverage closer. I'm not going to lie. I don't really like paying that trade price for relievers. But for pitchers, for hitters who can impact this team, you know, I just look at this roster, and I think it's one of the more complete rosters they've had. And I think complete is the right word to use for the rotation. Complete's the right word to use for this lineup, even though I know they've been struggling. But I think it's really just a matter of Judge clicking. Like, if you look at the individual WRC plus numbers, Trevino's above 100. Rizzo's kind of hovering around there. Stanton above. Soto, obviously remarkable. Verdugo's been above. Trying to think. Cabrera is above, though he's kind of trending downwards. Volpe is obviously above. There is, like, one... There are two, I think, below average here. I think it is, again, just Gleyber and Rizzo, who are everyday regulars and are below the league average in terms of WRC+. Once Judge gets clicking, it's going to feel like a different lineup. I'm not too concerned there. But overall, I think the word I'm going to use is complete for this rotation. There's just 1 through 5, you feel pretty confident. You know what I mean? Even with, as you mentioned, Luisio's struggles, I kind of wanted to put you on the spot here and ask you, who are, like, number one guy you're most impressed by, number one guy you're most blown away with? I'd say my answer is Marcus Stroman because he's gotten more swings and misses, but I kind of want to get your take on it because I guess my perception is based on how good they've been relative to expectations. I haven't necessarily been blown away with Rodon. The ERA is good, but the whiffs aren't there. I'm kind of blown away with Stroman. I think he's been a lot better than people have given him credit for.
Yeah, no, I've been super impressed by Stroman too, especially since, you know, how much I didn't really like the fit at first, but he's been great. He's been a, you know, contact manager, a lot of ground balls. But, you know, I would say Stroman, but, you know, I almost think I'm most impressed. And this answer might shock people because I love Rodon and I love Heal. But Nestor has impressed me the most so far, I think. You know, I don't think he's been amazing, but he's been very, very... I guess is the word I'm looking for. He's been very polished, it feels like. And something that I love, Ryan, is that he's not walking anybody. He has a 3.5 walk rate, a 3.5% walk rate. That's one of the best in the major leagues. He has his command. His K rate is still, like, pretty good. And he's going deep into games, too. I think there was that start against the Marlins. He was either 7 innings pitched or 8 innings pitched. And then last week against the Rays, when the Yankees got shut out in extra innings, he went, I believe, 7 or 8 innings. And he's just been really, really crafty. He's been really polished. And, you know, especially considering he was a question mark coming into the year, as we talked about. We didn't know necessarily what we're going to get from him, but we knew he was going to be healthy. And that's a good thing for Nestor Cortes. A healthy Cortes is a good Cortes. And, you know, I really... You know, I've been super impressed. He's a 3.5 ERA, a 3.67 FIP. You really can't ask for more out of him. And he's like your 2 starter right now. Or no, probably your 3 starter. Yeah, and you know, he's been really, really solid. His command's there. Not walking anybody, which is, you know, my favorite thing in a pitcher probably. I hate walks. But you know, Ryan, as you said, like, this rotation is really going to get interesting throughout the year with guys moving around and with when Cole comes back. And even if the rotation is still this good come July, I would still want another pitcher too. You know, how Steinbrenner famously said, or George Steinbrenner famously said, you can never have enough pitching. You really can never have enough pitching. And, you know, something that you need to get through the playoffs is dominant pitching. You need dominant pitching that can get you deep into games. And the more starting pitchers you have, the better it's going to be. You know, I think, you know, come mid-June, end of June, we're going to start talking about, you know, a bunch of guys that are going to be on the market. I know we've talked about, like, Freddy Peralta. I doubt, you know, as much as I want him to be available, he's not. Jared Jones. Oh, my God. I've been screaming Yankee at my Pirates friends for a couple weeks now because I just love them so much. But, you know, even I would say go out and grab some bullpen pieces because the bullpen has been a little bit shaky so far, but I don't know what they're going to do there, especially since, you know, around the trade deadline, you're going to have Tommy Canley back and you're going to have Scott Efros back. And it's going to be very classic of the Yankees if they say, oh yeah, we got Canley and Efros back from injury. That's like, you know, a trade deadline acquisition. And you're like, is it though? And then, you know, once Cole comes back, I do imagine Heel is going to be either kicked to the bullpen or kicked to AAA. I would say probably to the bullpen because of how impressive he's going to be. And that's, you know, as good as he is as a starting pitcher, I'm sure his stuff is probably more effective out of the bullpen too. Just, you know, just throw the ball hard, throw it near the zone and get some swing and misses. So, you know, it's really going to be interesting throughout the year. I think once you have Heel in the bullpen and Cole back, you know, it's also only a matter of time before someone else gets injured and Heel is back in the rotation. You also have guys like Chase Hampton, Will Warren in the minors, but I absolutely agree. As impressive as the pitching staff has been, especially the starting rotation, I imagine come July, end of June, we're going to be talking about some starting pitchers that we want and even some probably some high leverage relievers too, as well as probably another power bat for the lineup. So it's really, I guess you're right, Ryan. The only word you can use for this rotation so far is impressive. I would say I'm cautiously optimistic a little bit just because it's early and yet, you know, of course it's early, but it's a long season and the expected stats don't love them too much, but you can't really be anything other than impressed by the Yankees rotation right now and hope it can, you know, sustain itself throughout the year.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned Nestor. I've actually been super impressed with one improvement he's made. He's increased his changeup usage. So in his first two starts, he didn't use his changeup in Houston. Used it 2.3% of the time, so kind of sprinkled in a couple of them against Arizona. ERA sat at 6.30, strikeout rate at 15.2%. Since that point in time, in his following four starts, 25.5% strikeout rate, 1% walk rate. I believe he's only walked one batter. 2.42 ERA. Increase in swinging strike rate, increase in chase rate. You know, the quality of contact metrics have remained very similar. I'm super encouraged by what Nestor's done with that changeup. I think that's a really a difference maker for him. And I would also like to add on, this is not related to the pitching staff, but Jackson Holliday actually just got sent down to AAA. So, you know, rookie year Anthony Volpe, that never happened to him. I just want to point that out there. I just want to put it out there that rookie year Anthony Volpe never got sent down to AAA. Obviously, I'm being facetious. Jackson Holliday will terrorize the Yankees for years to come, and I will never be happy. But I think on that note, the Yankee rotation has been really good. I hope you guys in the comment section below feel good about the rotation, because as of right now, on April 26th, obviously in 1 week, the nobody has it worse. Curves could come back and we just, you know, sit here and talk about how they had to call up two starters and like Cody Poteet is their fourth guy or their third guy in the rotation. That happens. I don't want to jinx anything, but they look good. They've been promising. It's been better than we expected. It's been honestly a delight. Speaking of Cortez, like, he's like top five in innings pitched. Dude, that's sick. Like, I love having a guy who can just, you can just give him the ball and go seven innings. Like, shout out Cortez for that. But if you guys enjoyed today's episode, make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, and turn that notification bell. You guys can follow us on our various social media platforms. We're on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and of course this YouTube page. Our personal Twitter accounts will be above our head. You guys can have conversations with us there. We're constantly tweeting about the Yankees and our various favorite sports teams. It is NFL draft season, so make sure you guys check out Fireside Giants. Or if you want to check out anything related to our writing content, you guys can check out EmpireSportsMedia.com as well. Fireside Bets is one of our recent projects that we've launched in the last few weeks and has done pretty well. So if you guys want to tell our bets, it's NBA playoff season. So there's that. Thank you guys again for tuning in. We'll see you guys in the next one. Let's go, Yankees. Peace out.